Hey, everybody, it's Bill Leff and Andre Darlis filling in for the ailing Wendy Snyder.
Yes.
Welcome to the bonus hour. Some call it the stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Some call it the download, which is not right. That's Justin Kaufman's show.
No, this is cool because I listen to this now and I can actually be a part of it
yes.
for the first time.
Welcome aboard.
I'm excited.
Proud to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
A quick transition in music, Andre, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
That, of course, Ima Sumac. This, the theme from Star Wars. Listen and enjoy. By your own admission, a Star Wars, do we say fan? Do we say aficionado?
I'm not an aficionado. I would call you an aficionado.
Yeah.
Ever since I was 5 years old and I saw the real Star Wars.
The first one.
For the first time.
1977?
1977. My dad took me to see Star Wars, mm-hmm. and we went back and saw it. It was the first movie that I'd ever gone back to the theater to see.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I think we saw it three times, which... Back then, it was a big deal.
Yes.
You know, going to the movies was like a treat.
Yeah.
So we saw Star Wars three times, and then I had all the action figures, but I did the faux pas. I took them out of the cases, and I played with them with my friends.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so I had, in fact, I had a Luke Skywalker that was like a Barbie.
Yeah.
And I had Barbie cheat on Ken with
Luke
Skywalker. Yeah.
Is that interesting?
I did, and then I had the sheets, the sleeping bag, and everything. So I've never put on the costume and go to the theater now like a lot of the fans
do.
A lot of the fans do. But I think I told you off the air that when I saw the last one, The Force Awakens, I cried.
This is the one that was out last year that
right.
is kind of a side story.
It ends up
playing a role in the Star Wars mythos, but it's not one of the chaptered stories.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Rogue One, I saw that as
mm-hmm.
well. It was okay. I mean, that was kind of like a little bit of an aside too, but I can't wait to see the new one.
The new one starts Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, I have tickets already. A friend of mine, Brian, who I went to see the last one with, he got his tickets. So I'm going with him Thursday.
Cool.
And it is with mixed emotions.
How come?
Here's why. Loved episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm,
so those were the first three movies.
Yes.
I know this is where it gets weird with people because they go, no, wait, how can that be? But then they did three prequels that I hated.
I agree. The Attack of the Clones, I thought,
awful.
There's no way I can sit through this.
Awful.
But I saw the three because we had to.
Yeah.
I agree with you, though, Bill.
Yeah. They were just horrendous. And I can't figure out why. Because a lot of the people that were responsible for the first three certainly had a hand in it, most notably George Lucas. And you go, well, you built this whole universe. How did things spiral so quickly? Because when those first three came out, I've said this before, I hung on every second of those movies.
Me too.
And they just seemed to be so much fun, you know? And then the last ones were, the prequels were so heavy-handed.
Right.
And it was...
And it was cool because you knew all the characters, too, in 4 or 5, like Walrus Man and Greedo.
Yes.
You know, you knew the characters,
right.
which I thought was so cool.
Yeah.
And the new characters, well, I mean, I know the whole Jar Jar Binks thing, just unlikable.
Terrible.
Not relatable.
Right. Characters you didn't care about.
Right.
If somebody got laser blasted, you go, oh, good riddance to you.
Right, right. Like, complete opposite. I love Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was so cool. I was probably one of the only girls who wanted to be Boba Fett.
But remember, like, when they first, and for people who don't know, Boba Fett was a bounty hunter, one of the bounty hunters that was asked to bring in Han Solo.
Yes.
Along with Dengar and IG-88 and Bosk, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a fan.
No. But the crazy thing is, I know exactly, and I can picture the action figures with IG-88 with the little oxygen mask on.
And 4LOM was one of them. It doesn't matter.
I guess we are geeks.
Yeah, we're geeks. So every part of those movies, they just resonated with me, and I loved everything about them. And then it all just kind of fell away. And I got to be honest, the last two kind of just existed to me. I went and saw them, and I didn't really, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it had been done better before. But then the other night, on Monday night, I rewatched The Force Awakens because I'm going to see the new one on Thursday, and I thought, I need to be kind of up on what's what.
Right.
So I watched it again, and I liked it better the second time. I liked it better at home for some reason than I did in the theater on opening night.
See, I was going to do exactly what you just said. I was going to go back and watch The Force Awakens. I couldn't find it. You know, I went on Netflix. I'll probably have to buy it.
They do like a pay-per-view. I did a pay-per-view on it. It was like $4 for three nights or something.
Okay, so I'll have to do that. And I ended up watching Rogue One.
Yeah.
And I thought, I had seen that. I thought, I'll watch it again. And same thing. I thought, oh, you know.
It's okay.
And this is unspeakable. But at one point, because I'm watching it at home, I thought, oh, maybe, you know, I'm going to load the dishwasher.
While the movie's going.
Yes. I mean, that's unspeakable.
Right. Right. Isn't it funny that, so George Lucas invents all this stuff. This is all out of his mind, this whole Star Wars thing. And then they sell Lucasfilm to Disney. And I guess he thought that they would still use them as kind of, not an ambassador, but like a guide to what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
But they just washed their hands of them. They're like, right. No, we'll take it from here. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much. But we've got some ideas of our own.
Right.
Because I remember when the last one came out, he said he gave them a bunch of ideas. He goes, hey, here's what I was going to do with these guys. And I was going to have this guy do that. And they're like, we'll take it.
Right.
We know what we're doing.
Which was probably a mistake.
Yes and no. It was. I guess it was a mistake on some ways. But after the three prequels, I might have done the same. If I had a bunch of money and bought Lucasfilm, I might have gone, why don't you sit over there and we'll make these movies and you can come and watch them.
Right.
You know.
And that has to be hard too.
Yeah.
Because you create this dynasty or this legacy,
and then you don't really have much of a hand in it anymore.
Now, does he have a hand in this? The new film that's coming out. Bigger hand. So it's the same.
Same
scenario.
Yeah.
It's Disney's deal now, and he's kind of going to come watch.
They brought in this guy, J.J. Abrams, who they do that with a lot of things. If they're not sure what to do next, J.J. Abrams is the guy they bring in.
Yeah.
And his stuff, the problem I have with his stuff is he doesn't know how to show time elapsing in movies. Like, everything always happens, because he does the Star Trek movies, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everything happens constant. Like, there's no, and then 3 days later or 6 weeks down the road.
Right.
It's just one constant. And I guess from a pacing standpoint, you go, well, that's better because there's no downtime.
Right.
But in other movies, time elapses. Everything just doesn't happen within seconds of each other.
Yeah. And, you know, in a good movie, too, you don't need the 3 months later.
No.
You assume, okay, time has passed because the kids are grown or whatever it might be.
That guy's older.
Yeah.
That guy is much older than he used to be. So time has passed.
Yeah, right.
Boba Fett's a funny story. You mentioned him. Like I said, the bounty hunter. They didn't tell you much when you first saw him in the Star Wars universe. You just kind of saw a guy who had kind of a colorful outfit and you didn't know anything about him. And I don't know if you did this, but my friends all invented backstories for him. Did your friends do that?
Yeah, they did. They did. And at one point, I think I had a friend who said, well, maybe Boba Fett's female.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Which we know it's not.
That's interesting.
But, yeah.
Now, because you're a girl, did anybody say, well, you can't be playing with Star Wars toys?
Yeah.
You're a girl.
All the time. I mean, I wasn't made fun of or anything like that, but I'd go to the sleepovers, and I had my Star Wars sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I also, you know, I should say I also liked strawberry shortcake. You know, I like the girly things, too.
Yeah.
But I did have, and I would not... You know, the girls would be like, oh, Star Wars, you know, that's for boys. And now what I think
fair.
Is so cool is that my goddaughter, who is 5, turning 6, loves Star Wars.
Good.
And it's completely, it's such a different time. Not that, you know, what was it, 30 years ago? 35 years ago?
Yeah, right around.
Was that?
1977.
Yeah, so... I was 2. We'll say that. I was.
Well, you've aged at a different rate as the
exactly.
Star Wars movies.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I've stopped aging.
To be clear, right.
But yeah, that's a great question because people would, you know, the girls especially would be like, oh, it's a boy toy.
But maybe because the lead character in the last two movies has been female, maybe that's helped that along.
Right. Rey.
Right?
Yeah. Daisy Ridley.
Don't you think?
I think so. I really do.
The other thing is, if you look at the original Star Wars movies, especially from an action figure standpoint, so they had 105 different characters that they made. There was only one girl. It was
Leia.
Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Everybody else was a guy.
Right. And it was Leia in different, you know, Leia in the white, and then Leia in her snow uniform.
In her Bespin outfit, in her Hoth outfit.
And of course the Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
And then the one, what's the one where she's in the red? You know, the red costume with the pink plastic cape.
Oh, that was for her homecoming dance.
Yeah. No, it was not.
That was a scene that got cut out.
Wait a minute. That's the director's cut.
I don't remember if that scene made the final
or not.
But
that is weird. You're right. There are tons and tons of guys. Yeah.
Wendy and I had on a couple of the actors from Star Wars, including Jeremy Bullock, who played Boba Fett, and we did a Star Wars trivia.
Cool.
And I said, other than Princess Leia, name another female in the Star Wars universe. Nobody could.
No.
There were a couple of others in very small parts. Those weird twin sisters in the cantina, Tanaka sisters.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they were in it. Mon Mothma, who's a woman who's in charge of the Rebel Alliance.
Uh-huh.
So there's little bit players in the early ones, but from a toy standpoint,
No,
you didn't get
no
any.
Girls. Now
they
you're
just
right.
Didn't make them.
That's why I'm glad they have Rey and even Jen, who was in Force Awakens.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I'm glad that the female characters are strong female characters.
Yeah.
They're not.
Not just throwing yeah. ancillary characters.
Yeah, and she's General Leia. Oh, and I'm curious to see what they're going to do with General Leia now.
Yeah.
With Carrie Fisher.
Now, what I've heard is, and I have to be careful because I don't want to give anything away. I'll try to answer that and be vague at the same time.
Okay.
So she had already apparently completed all of her scenes.
Okay, okay.
So the question was whether or not they would automatically kill off Princess Leia because Carrie Fisher had died and she can't be in the next one. But then somebody said, well, but they used computer graphics to make her younger for one of the other movies. They could certainly use computer graphics to keep her character in it. But
right.
I always feel, I don't know if you had that feeling when they showed young Princess Leia in the last movie. It doesn't seem quite right. It's close, but
yes.
it's still kind of,
yeah,
doesn't look quite exactly right.
Right. And does it, I mean, I know we're watching this alternate universe,
yeah.
literally. But would it be believable if they showed her in the next film now knowing that she's passed away?
It takes you out of the moment for just a little bit. I'm sure you've had this with other movies where an actor has died
yeah.
and then they're in a movie. The one
it's weird. They did it with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, they
did.
He had
passed and then they released the movie and I forget what it was. And it was just
it's
weird.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be because, I mean, if you're a fan of movies, so many of the movies you've seen contain actors and actresses that are long since gone.
Yeah.
But it's always weird. I'm trying to remember the movie I saw with James Gandolfini right after he died. They released some movie, some love story with he and Julia Louis-Dreyfus that was a really good movie.
Yes.
But,
I saw it on cable,
I think.
Oh,
it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
But all through the movie, I'm just like, oh, he just died.
I know.
And there he is in the movie.
I know.
You know?
God.
Very strange.
Smoke and mirrors. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're excited about the new one, but you're not seeing it on opening day.
No, I probably
There's
won't
no
see it.
There's no reason for
yeah. No, I won't see it on opening day. You will, though, right?
I'm seeing it that day, and here's why. I've seen every one of the Star Wars movies on opening day, and it was going to end with this one. But in the ad campaign for this, I'm trying to remember how they word it, but they say something like, don't let anyone ruin it for you or spoil it for you, which leads you to believe there's some surprise thing that's going to happen in the movie. That,
right.
Especially with the internet now,
uh-huh.
within minutes of the movie coming out in theaters, it's going to be all over the internet.
Yeah, I think
you know?
You're probably right. And there was the scene in Force Awakens, and Dean was talking about this too this morning. Can we say what happens with regard to this character? Okay, so I won't
all
say
right,
it.
So in
but
the
it
last
was,
one, a major character. Is no
something
longer
happens
with us.
To them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah. So
yeah.
Something happens to them.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, but I had heard rumblings, and I had only seen it like 2 weeks after.
Oh.
And I heard rumblings that this might happen, and then I thought, no, maybe this person is trying to fake me out. And when I saw it, you know, I kind of, you know, they set up the scene where there's a little bit of a battle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I knew. I thought this is going to happen.
That's what's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was still. I know we're being very vague, but
yeah.
for anybody who hasn't seen it, it was still hard to watch because it was somebody that you had known for 35 or 40 years,
right.
and all of a sudden they're perishing.
Right, and yeah. how it happens.
Yeah.
Which I won't give away.
That's rough.
Yeah.
When I was in college, and so this would have been the time of The Empire Strikes Back, several classrooms had signs as you were going into the classrooms. This was the week that Empire Strikes Back had come out and then the week after.
Okay.
Absolutely no discussion of Star Wars beyond this point because everybody was afraid that a secret would be given out.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to be very careful on campus of where you went
yeah.
to not talk about
to
Star Wars.
To not talk about it, yeah.
yeah.
All right, what's the... What is the over or under for how long you can wait? I mean, because obviously we talk about Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. What's the over or under... In today's day and age, with a TV series or a movie like this,
it's
a movie
really
as big
tough,
as Star Wars.
Isn't it? Because I want to say, I hate when people ruin things that happen in TV and movies.
Right.
I hate it.
I do too.
And it because of the internet now, I do this with a couple of shows. Walking Dead. If I don't see Walking Dead live, I'm in trouble because...
Everyone talks about it.
Later on that night, they'll say, can you believe this guy or this girl
right.
is no longer...
This person died. Yeah.
So...
Yeah. That's like House of Cards, too.
Yeah, I guess House of Cards fits into that category.
You know, people would say, oh, can you believe? And
yeah.
again, and they don't mind killing off major characters.
Right, right. Should we say a year? Is a year
for a movie?
Safe? Yeah, for a movie, a year. Because now with binge watching, there's some shows that people go, I'm waiting until the show is over, and then I'm going to watch all seven seasons all at the same time.
I just did that with Game of Thrones.
Did you?
I had never seen it, and a friend of mine said, you have to watch it. And I watched the first, and so that was six seasons in.
Yeah,
and
right.
I thought, all right, I'm going to have to set up some time to do this.
So that's 60-some-odd hours of television.
Right. Yeah. So I did. So I watched, not every night, but I would watch an episode maybe every other night or every two nights.
Yeah.
But then I got so into it.
Yeah.
I was probably one a night I was watching for a while.
It's excessive, but in a weird way, it makes it even more real because you're like living it in real time.
Right. And then I would go to bed, again, they don't mind killing off major characters. I'd either be depressed or I'd think, oh, I can't believe, they didn't kill off this character as opposed to this one.
Yes.
Too much thought, I guess.
Way too much thought. When they reveal toward the end of Empire Strikes Back that Darth Vader is the relative of somebody else in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
So as we're going into the theater, this would be at River Oaks in 1981.
Okay.
Right? Is that when Empire Strikes Back came out?
Yeah.
Right. So my friends and I are going into the theater, and people are leaving the theater.
No.
And they are shouting out that surprise.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Several people.
See, that to me was one of the biggest surprises, at least in my life at that time.
Sure.
What was I, 9 years old?
Yeah.
That was the biggest shocker to me.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Because then you question every, you see that and you go, well, what else is going on that I wasn't up on?
Right. And then as a kid, happening. You're like, how is it possible?
Right.
You know?
Right. But I can't figure out to this day, all these years later, what was in it for those kids leaving the theater to be shouting that out and ruining it for people as they're walking into the theater. Those kids should have been put in jail.
Yeah, they should have, right?
They should
ticketed.
Be in movie jail.
Or fine, movie jail.
I don't know if movie jail exists, Sanjia, but if there is a movie jail anywhere, those kids should still be serving hard
Absolutely.
Time in movie jail.
See, they were spoiling movies back then for us.
I know. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Judy Pilak will be in a little while. She'll give you the news, and then there's a lot more to discuss. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Anjia in for Wendy on WGN. Judy Pilak is here, and I just heard the most disturbing thing about Judy that I've ever heard, and I have heard over the years some very disturbing things about Judy Pilak.
Wait, I didn't think you were going to tell her this.
Should this not be on air?
I didn't even think you were going
to
tell her
this. We don't have to discuss this on air. We should.
We can. It's funny.
There is no level of human lower than that will ruin the end of a movie or a book or a TV show. And Andrea tells me a story about the movie Perfect Storm that was ruined by you, Judy.
But this was a long time ago.
I think she made that up.
Really?
No, Judy, remember, you got to remember this. You were reading like a book. You're an avid reader. So you were reading like a book a week, and you had just read The Perfect Storm, and the Clooney movie came out, and I said to you, I can't wait to see the movie. And you said, well, didn't you read the book? You know how it ends. And I went, no, I didn't read the book. And then you told me the ending. You said they all died.
Judy.
I can't believe I did that.
Why? You did, and I went,
why would you do that?
I don't think I did.
And then I thought you were joking around. Because, we goof around,
I'm sure that I said, I'm kidding.
She probably did.
This is the worst thing you've ever done to anybody.
First of all.
It was funny.
Wasn't that a true story?
Yes.
Okay.
Based on a true story.
Who doesn't know the story then?
And Cochran just.
I can't feel bad about a true story that happened.
I know, but then Cochran just gave away the ending to the movie that just came out with Josh Brolin, right? The fireman.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, we know the story because we covered it.
Yeah.
But for those who don't know the outcome, he gave away the ending.
Oh, you can't.
But you can't feel bad when it's real life. That's already happened.
Yeah, but
there's still going to be some percentage of people that aren't up on, even though it is real life. There's going to be some people that don't know.
That don't know that George Clooney died.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
And I haven't harbored it for 20 years.
Yeah, right?
Don't give away the end to Lincoln.
Wait.
I've not seen it.
Wait, you know that movie, I See Dead People?
Yes.
Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
I saw that years later. I had never heard the ending.
No.
I know, right?
You're kidding.
So what had happened?
Nobody told you? Good.
I said a very bad word in my living room in front of my niece, who was like 14 at the time.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it because I was, I was duped the whole way.
I have two favorite movies, The Godfather and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Those are my two all-time favorite movies. So when Godfather 3 came out, I couldn't wait.
I was trying to wrap my head around that.
About how How strange that.
Yes.
That, it's a
the
very
genres.
Right.
You know what? Now it's making sense. Go ahead, Bill.
All right. So I was counting the seconds till Godfather 3 came out because I know every word from Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. And I thought, well, now Godfather, this is just going to be the best day of all time. So it's 10 days away. It's 8 days away. It's 2 days away. The night before Godfather 3 came out, my wife and I went out with a friend of hers from college, her college roommate. And she said, what are you guys doing tomorrow? And Terry goes, well, Godfather 3 is coming out, so you know what we're doing tomorrow. And she goes, are you going to see it? And I go, yeah, I can't wait. I got tickets. I showed her the tickets. For my. She goes, isn't it weird the way it ends? I go, well, don't tell me how it ends. And then she told me how it ended.
Are you serious?
That's unconscionable. You are not friends with her.
Yeah, I've never spoken to her again since then. I'm not kidding. That's the last time I talked to her.
How did it end?
I'm not going to say.
I forgot. I know it was bad. It was terrible.
I haven't seen it, so don't say.
I will not say.
It's like 20 years. No. You're 20 years behind on your movies.
That's how what I do.
I can give you.
I see how long I can go with not knowing the ending.
If you really want to know the ending, I will give you Kathy Sessions' phone number and you can call her because I'm sure she's still telling people how Godfather 3 ended. Not happy. All right, let's take a quick break and do some news. Spoiler alert, I will tell you how this episode of our show ends. We'll all just leave in like 24 minutes. We'll all just walk out.
Now, why do you have to ruin everything?
That's how it ends, Jude. That's how it ends.
This is how it ends. The end.
The end.
Andrea and I were talking about this at the beginning of the show. Are you surprised to the end of the election in Alabama yesterday? Because I'm shocked.
Okay, first of all, people in my house were like cheering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And they were just cheering.
But weren't you surprised?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I was too. I thought he was going to win.
Let it be known, said Roy Moore would win. And I said, nah, I think Moore's going to win. Because I just felt.
Doug Jones.
I just felt like people in Alabama, the normal people in Alabama as a whole, were like, no, we can't.
Right.
No, we can't have this.
Right.
And really, when you think about it, Moore only campaigned to churches.
Very true.
He didn't go out and in front of everyone. It was mostly these small churches and the church, like his wife was talking about fellowship.
Right. Yeah. And who showed up to vote? Black voters.
Yes.
Voters.
Yeah.
Young voters.
In the metropolitan
and women.
Areas.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
So with his choice on where to campaign and where not to campaign, somebody was critical. I can't remember who I saw the other day. There were just a couple days left until the election. And they said he is nowhere to be found. And I think that was a strategy move because everything about him was so controversial, especially toward the end, that by not being there, you think, well, that'll make more sense because then nobody can call him out on the things he's alleged to have done.
And he already has his base. But I just said, although, I mean, it was very close, of course. The election was ridiculously close. And it's funny, Kim was at the Hawks game.
Kim Gordon.
She said everyone was on their phone. Watch the game. Yeah, she said everyone around her was like,
"No
and to
kidding."
Who won? Did he? You know which one won? I mean, people.
And that's during a close
so
hockey game.
Invested.
Roy Moore still thinks he won.
Yeah, there's still no concession speech.
No, he won't concede. But the Secretary of State has already said that they're not going to. There's not going to be a recount.
Was it 20,000 votes? Because they must have a threshold.
It has to be like a margin of error of like, I think 1.5% or something has to be the difference. And it's already past that.
Okay.
So they said, we're not going to do a recount.
Right.
Now the question is going to be if Chuck Schumer decides to seat Doug Jones immediately.
He wants it done now.
Before they do the vote.
Yeah. All right. So looking at the big picture and all this, I know... The easy picture is, what does it mean? It means that he lost the election and Doug Jones won. But overall, what does it mean? Is this the first step in people standing up and saying, look, we got to really, we got to judge with our brains and we got to look at what's what and we have to pick the candidate who's not a potential child molester?
Well, I mean, certainly kudos to Alabama, who I think people who don't know Alabama had a kind of a skewered picture of them after this. But you know what? That's what I was trying to say just a minute ago. I think the people in Alabama said, no, we can't. The problems that were following him during the campaign were just the latest of many, many problems.
Right.
Person had as a candidate and as a person.
I know.
So I think, hopefully, and the Democrats certainly, no time for, celebrating, and I know a lot of them have been saying that, just push forward because you don't want to, it's one little thing that happened. I think the Democrats could look at that. Yeah, it's a big, actually, don't get me wrong, it's a big thing. I mean, we.
Is it also, though?
A Democrat took Jeff Sessions' seat.
Right.
And there's some irony.
First time in 25 years.
Some irony in that,
too. First time in 25 years.
You think Trump is not very fond of Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General. Now I'm sure he's kicking himself.
Oh, I'm sure he is, too.
He made him General Attorney General, which put him out of the seat.
Yeah.
Which a Democrat then took.
Jeff Sessions was no fan of Moore's, though.
No, and then he goes to Twitter, and then on top of all of this, he does the robocalls for Moore. He openly endorses Roy Moore. And then today on Twitter, this morning,
this
put...
This is Trump.
This is Trump, yeah. He said, well, I this is why I picked Luther Strange.
Yeah.
Who wasn't even in the picture because since the primary.
Right. How about that?
Because I knew... Yeah,
fake news.
Because I knew Roy Moore would win.
They talk about it every day. I'm going to call them out on it every day.
Yeah,
fake news.
You should.
And Trump is now saying how, well, the Republicans are so happy with this outcome.
Yeah.
He always spins it.
Yeah,
you know?
Or tries
instead
to.
Of saying, you lost, you picked the loser.
So is this symbolically, is this a vote against Donald Trump? I mean, I know actually it's a vote against Moore, but is it also a vote against Trump?
I'm sure some people look at it like that.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? He did endorse him. And interestingly, even yesterday, I was playing audio of some Republicans who, you know, at the onset were crying for him not to run. He should drop out. But then once Trump endorsed him, and I'll name him Ted Cruz for one.
Ugh.
Yesterday even was saying, well, you know, it's up to the voters to decide.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
so
they decided.
They decided. Didn't
so.
They? Yeah.
I think you brought up a good point, too, Judy. I mean, it is props to Alabama. I just wish we would get to a point where we look at the candidate, we look at the person, and it's not strictly Democrat or Republican. And that's why they say there's more independent voters now, because the younger voters are like, hey, I don't identify with the Republicans or the Democrats.
Right.
I want to be an independent or a Green Party or whoever it might
let's
be.
Let's vote intelligently.
Yeah.
That's always how it should
be. You know what's weird? In my lifetime, I have voted for Democrats. I have voted for Republicans. I have voted for people that don't have either party affiliation. I remember having a conversation with my father-in-law when he was still alive. He voted Republican regardless of anything. If they were Republican, that's what got his vote. And I called him out on it, and I go, how can that be? How could anyone just... And he goes, because that's what you do. When you're a member of a party, when they decide something for you, you follow that. And I go, I could never do that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Times they have changed.
Such a different mindset.
And it's funny, I find very few Democrats who will say that.
Yeah.
I think the Democrats are the one who they're the ones who will move right or left.
Yeah.
Republicans generally, they will just stay the course, you know, like just like these Republicans who, you know, complained about Moore and then at the last minute went soft on him right before the election.
Right.
So, but whereas I feel, and you're right, I'm like you, I vote for the best candidate always.
That's a great point, though, too. Look how fast the Democrats moved with Al Franken. You had Durbin and Duckworth coming out by that, you know, fifth or sixth allegation saying it's time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's not about the party.
No matter if you are a Democrat or, so say, you know, Democrat or Republican, if there is someone, a person being accused of being a sexual predator and assaulting a 14 and a 16-year-old girl and praying at the mall where, I mean, it's documented. They told him, don't come to the mall. We don't want you to be here.
Right.
I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican,
no
or like
up.
Dr.
That's
Seuss
proved.
Party. You know, I'm not going to vote for you.
But what did Trump say? Our president, Mr. Trump, said,
let the people
decide.
But
you know what? No, he said, the most important thing is not that he might be a sexual predator. The most important thing is that we need his vote. I need him to push my agenda forward.
Right.
That, see, as a voter, do you want to talk about a turnoff for me?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what I think about Trump, that having said that, done.
Right.
Because, no, that's the least important thing.
Do we know, Judy, if Roy Moore's lawyer was a Jew? Do we know that? Has that come up at all?
Let me tell you something.
I wonder if that's come up at all.
Our attorney is a Jew.
Just the way she said it.
How about that?
I know we ran the audio yesterday. I'm not going to bring it out again today.
No,
but just the way that Kayla Moore said it, you just go.
You did a good rendition of that.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Our attorney is a Jew.
Woohoo!
God.
Whom we fellowship with.
Yes. That's if you fellowship with somebody, all is forgiven. Everything's fine.
So I heard someone define fellowship yesterday. It's where everyone gets, I think it was Roper maybe. Everyone gets into the same room, all in a different corner. You all look at each other.
Right.
And you fellowship and you leave.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
It's done. Mission accomplished.
I mean, we don't talk to them or touch them, but we fellowship.
Are you surprised with how controversial this whole election was there in Alabama? that turnout was still so low. Now, it wasn't as low as people first anticipated, but it was.
I am always shocked.
It was less than 30%, right?
It's like 25. I don't even know if they reached 25%. It was less than 25%. Shocking.
All right.
It should be mandatory that everyone votes.
Do people realize that in other countries, people walk miles and miles and miles to get to a polling place with their lives at stake?
Right.
There are parts of the world where if you vote, you'll be killed. That's how seriously they take it.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the United States, over major issues, you're getting one out of four people in Alabama who can vote showing up to the polls to vote.
That's why we're where we are at today.
Is that why?
What?
Do you think so?
You don't want to vote, then don't complain about it.
But I can see, like,
voting matters.
It does matter. Hold on a second.
Voting matters.
I'm
changing because you know what my motto is: kindness matters.
No,
right.
This is bigger.
In our day to day, it's voting matters.
I think it should be mandated too, and I think it should be a day off. And I also think it should be on a Saturday.
Yeah,
we should all celebrate.
Yeah. Right, make it a day off.
Yeah.
But it should be mandated.
Hashtag
I agree with you.
Hashtag day off.
Can't you see though that the argument of somebody is, does it really matter though? Because in the United States, because of the Electoral College, just because a person has more people voting for them doesn't mean they're going to win. I could see people using that as their logic to not vote, and you got to go,
The third hashtag, no more Electoral College.
Oh, completely.
That should have been done away with forever ago.
I used to, in college or high school when I learned about it.
Well, you went
to
the Electoral College, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I voted for it. Now I'm like, no, because we have seen how it doesn't make sense.
It's awful.
It made sense to me when I heard about it and learned about it and did it those first few elections, but now.
But
no.
It was put in place to prevent what just happened, getting a guy who didn't deserve to be a president into the office. That's the reason they set up this safety net. And then as it ends up, that's what got him into office.
We are the only country in the world who does not have their election victor decided by the popular vote.
Yeah. Nobody else does that.
Nobody else does that.
I can't think of another contest of any kind where whoever comes in second is named the winner.
I don't care either.
What other race, what other sporting event, what other anything does the person who comes in second, you crown them the winner? It just doesn't happen.
Right.
Except the presidency of the United States, the most important job on the planet.
So
that's the only one.
Okay, so who's going to get in? What party? Is it going to be the losing party, the winning party? Who's going to get in and say, we need to do away with the Electoral College?
I don't think either of them will.
I agree.
I don't. Because if there was ever a time to do it, it would have been just now, just in the last year.
Completely.
Right?
Yeah. I actually thought
there must be some political benefits that we don't know about. I'm not an expert on elections, but there must. I mean,
but
I get that. You know,
wouldn't it fall into the bracket though if they changed it? Wouldn't that be them admitting that it's been wrong all along? That just having the Electoral College has been wrong.
Because you know what? I understand the concept of the smaller states not having the
right
same
having
population
an equal voice.
Then again, you're a smaller state with fewer people.
Right.
Right.
So you're weighing that. You're weighing the importance of one
state
to another based on the size of their population.
Exactly.
That's not right.
But population,
I don't think it's right either.
What does Alaska get? It's not a huge number of electoral votes, maybe five to seven.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot. But more and more people, we know people who are buying homes in Alaska or retiring to Alaska.
I don't know that there are that many states anymore that are so small. They just, they can't compete.
It doesn't make sense.
Rhode Island.
And in Alaska, salmon can vote. That shouldn't be allowed.
Right.
What other state lets fish vote?
I'm
Nobody.
Up how many electoral votes they get.
Just Alaska.
Only when they're swimming upstream.
And I've brought this up before. No one has ever been able to explain this to me. There are certain territories of the United States, like Puerto Rico, where the people vote, but there is no electoral college there, so essentially their votes don't count.
Yeah, like Puerto Rico,
They don't vote. Yeah, they don't.
No, there are a lot. You vote for the president of the United States in Puerto Rico.
Oh, for the president, right, not for...
But
you have a long
because
record.
There's no electoral votes to Puerto Rico, you can vote all day long. It doesn't matter.
That's ridiculous.
There's other U.S. territories that have the same way. No electoral college, doesn't count.
That's insane. Okay, Alaska has three.
Three.
That makes no sense.
Right. That's it.
But we have... Illinois has
26?
27
Let me tell you, hold on, Judy.
I think it's 26. Is it 27?
Hold on. It's 47 more rows. Hold on.
You know, I teach political science.
And you know what? Almost every day, Sarah Sanders, the White House spokesman, says, because her answer to everything is, the people voted for him.
Yes.
He won the people. And every time she says it, I just cringe because I'm like, no.
Not as many.
Because the way she words it is like the most people voted for him.
Mm-mm.
He's doing what the
That's crazy to me.
No,
and Sarah Huckabee Sanders is another one. Oh my gosh, I don't know how as a woman, how you defend this behavior. You know, I'm not even looking at Democrat, Republican anymore. It's, you know.
Right.
She does her job very, very well.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It makes me physical.
Okay.
Did Judy or I get it right?
What did you guess?
Judy said 27 electoral votes. I said 26.
20.
It's 20?
Really? I know. Isn't that crazy?
I'm out.
I thought it was 25.
We deserve more.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Let's take Alaska's.
Judy, hashtag it.
We deserve
Judy, we deserve more electoral votes.
Oh, my gosh.
John Cusack alone deserves an electoral vote.
Alert today.
Billy Deck should have an electoral vote.
He was on today. I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah, he should definitely get an electoral vote. This is ridiculous.
That's funny.
Is it the end yet?
No, it's not. Judy. Judy. Can I tell you what we were talking about downstairs?
This is awesome.
Every year. Yeah. I want to get to this because I promised
I love
we would.
This. Yeah, this is awesome. Quiz Judy. Because I don't think she'll get...
Google releases the most Googled things of the year. Yeah. So even though there's 2 weeks left in the year, they want to close and have a Christmas party. So they've already released. All right.
That'd be a fun party.
Downstairs, yeah, right. We talked about what the top five newsworthy stories were that got Googled. Just take a guess. See if you can get one out of the top five. What do you think got the most Google hits this year when it comes to big news stories?
I just feel like it's not going to be the one we all think. So how about Anthony Weiner?
No. Didn't make the top five.
How about a cat that did something stupid?
No.
Think big. Think like.
Did not do the top five. These are all disasters. Five. All five of the stories were big, impactful stories. Yeah, Hurricane Irma was
Hurricane
the most
Irma.
Googled news story of 2017. The iPhone 8, the iPhone 10. What were you going to do?
I think Judy was just going to come up with that.
Matt Lauer was the fourth most Googled news story of the year, and Meghan Markle.
Really?
See, I thought Harvey Weinstein would be above that.
No, because...
Trump? No, Trump?
Didn't make the top five, surprisingly. I'm shocked by that.
Well, because you have to Google it. So people were...
Everybody knows.
Because you have to Google all the specific issues, like Russia, immigration.
You just had to put a channel on. I mean, that was where the news stations, I believe, made out.
It was funny, though. MSNBC, in the days leading up to the Roy Moore election, they were funny. They put breaking news. So the headline, you know, on the bottom of the screen the whole day was... alleged sexual predator versus Democrat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good matchup. That's like King Kong versus Godzilla.
But we don't know who will win.
Right.
Think about that. You see that, and it's like, still too close to call.
Right. Right.
God.
Global news, your top stories globally. Were the solar eclipse was five.
Oh, the solar eclipse.
North Korea was number four. The Las Vegas shooting was number three. Bitcoin, number two.
It's going to do Bitcoin.
Yeah. And again, Hurricane Irma, number one. The most globally, news-wise anyway, Googled item of the year.
That's amazing.
All right, from the world of show business, which five show business stars were the most Googled in 2017? Who would you think?
Okay.
I'm going to say a Kardashian.
None of the Kardashians made the top five.
Yay!
I'm sure.
There
that means
hope
progress.
For America.
It's progress for the world.
Or the world, rather.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say.
The only one that surprises me on here, I never would have guessed number five, although after knowing what it is, it makes sense.
The Cubs.
But the top four, I think you'd put them in the world of sports more than show business.
How about one of the Royals?
No. Yes, actually.
See how general I was?
Yes.
Oh,
very
well,
good.
It's got to be, what's her name, who was pregnant? No. The wife.
Kate Middleton.
No. It is not Kate and it is not Harry.
The Queen.
It is not the Queen.
It's the new fiancé.
It's the new Princess Meghan Markle was the number one
Markle.
From the world of show business. She was Googled more than anybody else.
Obviously, this just ended yesterday. I mean, we got to keep thinking about the latest thing that happened.
Yeah.
The fifth one, the one that shocks me. Now, you won't know the name until I tell you who he is.
How about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift was not that off. No, didn't make the top five. Bill Skarsgård. Do you know who he is?
Wait, is
I
he related to
him,
Peter Skarsgård?
Why
no,
is he on there?
They're not related. He is now. Are you thinking of Peter Skarsgård? Because he's the more well known. And then there's another actor named Stellan Skarsgård who's in a lot of movies.
No, I'm thinking of the big tall blonde.
Bill is the one who played Pennywise the clown in It.
Oh God, no.
Oh, jeez, I wasn't thinking that either.
That's who he is.
And why would you look up his name?
Because I think
instead of It.
It.
Because he was getting a lot of attention for the movie, and maybe people wanted to know if they liked him in the movie. Where else can I see him?
Maybe Bitcoin got so many net things because people were trying to type in It Clown, and it just auto-corrected
so
to Bitcoin,
I'm positive that had something to do with
it. So I can't believe that's him, and I was thinking of the guy who, you know, he's maybe Swedish or something, and he's tall and very handsome.
And that's not Stellan Skarsgård? No.
Maybe. Was he in that vampire
show
on?
Oh, what's his
name? Maybe
his
name is Skarsgård.
Yeah, because that's the son of the guy I'm talking about.
Okay. I'm going to Google Skarsgård.
All right, who was number one?
Meghan Markle was number one.
She was number one.
Yeah, Louis C.K. was number four.
Okay.
Gal Gadot or Gadot. I hear it both ways.
Love her.
Wonder Woman was number three, and Kevin Spacey was number
two. I'm very impressed with Wonder Woman. I'm glad that was in there.
Think of how unfortunate. Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey, two of the top five or sexual harassment allegations.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't get Louis C.K., but I get, I do. And Kevin Spacey. I mean, those were shockers.
That was right.
It was not Kevin Spacey.
Gigantic stories.
Yeah.
Spacey was shocking.
Very surprising.
So I could see why that was.
In both cases. When it comes to musicians and bands, Taylor Swift still not in the top five of most Googled.
No, I thought she'd be, it'd be news because she sued the guy. That's what.
No, that didn't make it.
That's amazing.
That didn't make it. So your top five Googled musicians and bands for the year were Ed Sheeran, Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga, Linkin Park, and Ariana Grande was the number one.
I was going to say Linkin Park. Wow. Why?
Because the singer died.
Oh, okay. That's why. Yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't get that entire list.
Right, really. Probably not.
I don't know why.
Have you watched the VMAs lately? And it's like, who is, I don't know these people. Yeah. I know Pink.
Yeah.
And Gaga.
I watched Country Music Awards now because I know more people.
Right.
Really? Is that true?
My kids listen to it, so I seem to know more songs.
Let me do one more category, see how you do on this one. For TV shows, which five TV shows were Googled more than any other in 2017?
Does that include any show on TV like HBO?
I'd say Stranger Things.
Game of Thrones, number one.
Game of Thrones was number four.
Oh. What?
Stranger Things, Andrea, was the most Googled television
Stranger
show
Things.
Of the year.
Yeah.
I watched that too. I love it.
I did too. I think you got me onto it.
Yeah, I did.
I started watching it.
Because I would come in every day and no one was watching it.
I know. She got me into
one to talk about.
She got me into Game of Thrones and Stranger Things.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got to think the Kevin Spacey show.
And she didn't ruin the ending of any of them for me.
Kevin Spacey's show, House of Cards, did not make the top five.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Iron Fist was number five. That's a superhero.
Oh, okay.
Iron Chef's brother. Big Brother Brazil is number three.
I've never watched
it. So that's their version of Big Brother, a Brazilian version.
It is worldwide, so.
Yeah. And then the show 13 Reasons Why about teen suicide was number two.
I watched at least six episodes, and then I totally lost interest.
I went one episode, and just it was.
Oh, you got to go. It's good.
It is good.
It's just
a little crushing.
Yeah. Well, it was too. It was too long.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not long, but I just get to it already.
Yeah.
I understand it was 13.
Yeah. A little drawn out, and I think there's a sequel to it coming, so you get more of it.
How can that be?
New characters, maybe.
Ah, okay, got it.
Because it seems like the whole first. Well, there are all different people who get the package.
Yeah.
And I feel like each season is dedicated to almost one person.
Yeah.
So it's
like, so you're not looking forward to the sequel? Is that your way of saying it?
Right. I'm a little bit impatient.
Thank you for hanging out, Jude.
Is it the end?
It's almost the end.
Did I say the end?
Take a quick break. Yeah.
And then.
No, don't say how it ends. Don't say how it ends. Andrea and I will close things off next. It's Bill and Andrea in for Wendy and WGN. Andrea.
Is it over?
A minute and a half ago, you and I came up here. We started talking. Oh. You look up, and then the show's done.
This is great. I did so much fun with you guys.
How did that happen? Will you come back tomorrow?
I would love to come back. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
Thanks. This was a lot of fun, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this. More of this sort of behavior tomorrow. Andrea will fill in again for Wendy. I will fill in for myself. Not that easy.
Are you up to that task?
I don't know that I am.
That big shoes to fill?
We'll find out what happens tomorrow. It's a cliffhanger. Bye, everybody.
Don't spoil it.
No, I'm not going to. Bye, everybody.